What happens when a person decides their gender at birth is not the gender they were meant to be? If that person is a child, the question has ramifications for everyone in the family. That is the heart of Seattle writer Lori Frankel's new novel, This Is How It Always Is. KUOW's Marcy Silman asked Frankel about the parallels between her own life and the family in the novel.
This is the story of a little girl named Poppy who was born a little boy named Claude. Tell us a little bit more about Poppy and her family.
So she is the youngest of five. She, when she is born a he, is the youngest of five boys, and his parents have been trying for years to have a girl, and seemingly they do not. Seemingly the fifth child is also a boy named Claude. And so he's the youngest of five boys and lives in a great deal of chaos. But then it turns out that he is more complicated than at first he seems.
The family originally lives in near Madison, Wisconsin, and then you move them to Seattle, and you say because it's safer. Rosie, the mom, says it's safer.
Yeah.
Why is Seattle a safer place for them to go than Madison, Wisconsin?
Yeah, and the first thing I should say, with due respect to everyone who lives in Madison, Wisconsin, is that mom is going a little bit crazy at that point. She has witnessed some terrible things, and so her decision that Madison is not a safe place is not necessarily based on evidence. It's more of an emotional, slightly insane response. That said, Seattle is a wonderful, progressive, welcoming place for lots of people with lots of differences. It's what I love about living here, and it's why they choose it.
Now, you are the mother of a transgender daughter yourself, yes. I think elementary school
yes.
age.
Yeah.
And of course, we must ask, is this your family's story?
It's not at all my family's story. One thing is that we are very blessed to already live here and have therefore no need to relocate. She did this in front of her entire Seattle Public Elementary School over the course of about a year. And everyone involved was really wonderful and supportive. So we're very lucky in that all of the plot in this book is completely made up.
I know that other reviewers and interviewers are asking you the same sorts of questions that I'm asking about your own life. So you could have chosen to write a memoir instead of a novel. Why didn't you do that?
So the first reason is that I'm a novelist. And okay. It sounds like a circular answer, but that's what I write. It never occurred to me to write it as a memoir. And part of the reason is because our life is really boring. We are really lucky to have this very boring, plot-free life. And my, at the time, little boy came to me and said, I want to wear a dress. And I said, okay. And then I went to school and said, my little boy has to wear a dress. And they said, okay. And that's really wonderful for how you want to live your life, but it's not so great for how you want to plot your book. It would have been a very short, boring book if it had to be true.
I wonder, though, as a writer, clearly you're drawing from sources that you know. And so how do you draw that line and not let your daughter and Poppy merge?
Yes, I was very keen to protect my child's privacy, not just now, but 10 years from now and 20 years from now. I don't know what she's going to want going forward. So I just want to make sure to be able to preserve options for her. So the freedom to make things up and to diverge as much as possible from my kid and my life solved lots of problems. It gave me lots of plot, but it also gave me lots of distance that I needed in order to be able to feel okay about putting this out in the world.
I'm talking to Lori Frankel, and her book is called This Is How It Always Is. And last fall, you wrote a modern love column for the New York Times. And in that column, this is before the book was published, you wrote, do we love our children best by protecting them at all costs or by supporting them unconditionally? Does love mean saying nothing, not even your happiness, is as important as your safety? Or does love mean saying, be who you are, and I will love that person no matter what? How do you answer that question?
I cannot answer that question. And that's what makes it a good question in my mind. That's what made me think it would make a good novel. And it is something that I have been thinking about pretty much nonstop for 2 years in my private life, in my family life, in my work life. And I still don't have an answer for it. Truly, I think it is an unanswerable question. Usually those things go together, or at least they don't contradict one another. And when they do, I think that that's an impossible choice. So, in fact, what I hope is that it will go away, that it will be possible to love these children and protect them at the same time, because their world will be, and their options and what will be considered normal for them will get wider and wider.
What have you learned from your daughter that might help you answer that question?
She is unfazed by all things. She is I shouldn't say she's not unfazed by all things, but she is unfazed by all of these things. She's very proud of being transgender. She has no desire to hide that. She understands far more than I think she will what the costs are and what makes this hard and unusual and difficult out in the world. But she's not frightened by that. She is proud of that. Mm. She feels that it is this important part of who she is, and that that can also be part of all the other important parts of who she is, such as she's really good at monkey bars. So it's sort of wonderful the way in which this is a really complicated issue for adults and for politicians and culturally, but for small children, it's really just a very clear and fairly straightforward thing.
Lori Frankel's new book is called This Is How It Always Is. Lori Frankel, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Lori spoke with Marcy Silman there. And if you want to hear more from a parent navigating the world with her transgender child, then listen to the podcast that KUOW is making with Marlo Mack about life with her trans daughter. It's called How to Be a Girl, and we're tweeting out a link to the podcast right now at KUOW.